Hey, what's good, people? Animal Brown checking in. Day 8 of the 12 Days of Christmas album reviews. Hope you're having a holly jolly Christmas. You know what I'm saying? It's almost that time. It's right around the corner. Only a couple days away, man. Make sure you get your shopping taken care of early. You do not want to get caught up in the mall on Christmas Eve, dude. This shit is not fun. But if you do, you got plenty of album reviews to listen to. This time, it's my homies from FSP, J-Hope, Big Jeff. They are reviewing that Nick Grant album, Dreaming Out Loud. All right, I'm interested to see what these guys have to say about this project. I personally thought that shit was kind of fire. Like, dude be spitting. This is what kind of is what it is. But we're going to see what Jeff and Jay thought. And, of course, RealVilleMedia.com for all news RealVille. Let's get to it.
Greetings and salutations, and we are here to bring the full sport press drip. You like I said that drip?
Yeah,
did I use it right?
It works.
For sure, it works. Most definitely. To the On Deck TV podcast, I am J-Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
And welcome to the 12 Days of Christmas episode, airing on the RealVille Network, and we're doing it.
FSP style.
Always.
FSP style.
You better know it. You better damn believe it.
It is.
All right, so we're breaking down a album, right, okay. Jeff? That's what we're here to do.
That's what we're here to do today.
If you guys listen to the On Deck TV podcast, I'm sure you know their structure. We kind of go over expectations,
yep.
The initial thoughts, highlights, lowlights, and a closing argument for the album. The album that we are breaking down,
okay,
is Nick Grant's Dreaming Out Loud, which was released May 18th, 2018. Jeff, who is he signed to?
He signed to Epic.
Epic for sure. Epic. Who's over Epic now?
I think Sylvia Rome.
Sylvia Rome, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Shout out to Sylvia,
shout
man.
Shout out to that.
So let's get it started. Let's kick it off with our expectations. What were your initial thoughts about this artist up until you heard this album?
Well, all right. So Nick Grant is one of those like niche artists, I think.
Okay, for sure.
Like his following, he has a following.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
You know, people respect him. You know, he's like a Sci How to Prince type guy.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So this Dreaming Out Loud project, to his fans, probably was very well, you know, had high expectations. But
super
to me,
high, yeah.
I had none.
You had none?
I had none.
You had no expectations kicking off with Nick Grant?
At all. I enjoyed his previous project.
Right.
But I only listened to it maybe twice.
Yeah.
Now, he can rap, though.
Listen, that we
yeah, he can rap.
Yeah, nah, yeah. For sure. As far as me, I knew Nick from South Carolina.
Yeah.
I remember my brother hitting me up saying, hey, it's a dude from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
My brother lives in South Carolina. If y'all didn't know that, shout out to my brother. He listens to the show. He's like, it's a dude named Nick Grant,
yeah, yeah.
You know, that can really rap. And my brother put me on hip hop. So him saying he can really rap,
it means
he can really rap.
Absolutely.
So directed me towards the Funk Flex freestyle. And I was like, oh. Yeah, it's on. Yeah, like, dude can really rap.
Skinny jeans and visums, sliders in your windows. They point me out the lineup, meaning that I'm that nigga. Not your average rapper. My train of thoughts are derailed. Then the Marcus Garvey Chevy, y'all black and I park it well. I'm from the ghetto and trust that it taught me well. My shooter ill with the Matic, nigga. It ain't hard to tell. Yeah, forever young. I'm part Pharrell. Like a snake shedding skin. Nigga, I'm off the scale. Get serenaded by hooks like a song with Miguel. Bought my broccoli and kale. Yeah, that Bobby De Niro talking so much money. I can make Oprah pop it for Gail. You got the type of flow where you sit and rot on the shelf. At the drop of a dime, you collect calling for 12. Man, it's green and make you mad. Back to my obvious self. Flex, who fucking
with? He's a throwback artist in my eyes. One of those artists that grew into prominence. Clue tapes.
Yeah.
You know, like a clue tape rapper.
He came up the ranks.
Exactly.
Showing his skill set. I agree with that.
And then I heard Black Sinatra and I was like, oh yeah.
He's
ready to go for sure. Black
Sinatra. It took a nigga like JG to put me on. The rap phenom. Who else would he put the cream on? That last nigga slept though. Needed up front, quiet as kept though. I'm like Marshawn Lynch with strep throat. Romello Sugar Hill. Ghetto, what you should feel. You need a team to win. Tell Mello recruit the skill. Never so dope. But if I had the money from doing, I wouldn't need a deal. Still, I am under influence. Call me Pablo. Set the bar high. Check the repertoire.
Never he needs a push.
Needs to push.
He needs the label to open up their budget a little bit.
Yeah. Sylvia Rome, cut that check.
That's probably the only flaw. I mean, we'll get into more, dissect the album a little bit more.
Right.
But just right off to get started, that's really the only flaw is like he's not in enough people's faces right now.
That's true. Yeah. I knew he could spit bars.
Yeah.
I knew that. That was never the case. Lyrically, I'm going to step out on a limb and I think Nick Grant's top 5 lyricists in this game right now. Just lyrics. Just lyrics, spitting bars.
He can rap,
no dog. Lie. The only thing that I was worried about, as I am with a lot of people that are barred up and always in the barred up bag,
yeah.
Can't make records. They cannot make records. It's been from the beginning of time.
Yeah.
You know, Lyric Soul, probably.
Probably. I'd be Talib Kweli.
For sure, yeah. Man. So, you know, you go back and think that some of our most prominent artists, they can really rap and make songs. That's okay. What separates your Drakes from the world. It separates Jay-Z from Nas.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it a buck. Let's just keep it a buck. Jay makes songs.
Where you're going.
Yeah,
I see where you're going.
Yeah,
Nas gets in this song making bag every so often.
Yeah, for sure. But it be more bars than a good song.
Yeah.
Most of them. Okay. Yeah, so let's go straight to our initial thoughts. Man, what was your initial thoughts? Yeah.
This is a good project.
Streaming service. What's your streaming service of choice?
I let you listen to this one on Apple Music.
Okay, no doubt.
I enjoyed the intro, the harmonization. Yeah. You know, the guys, you know, dreaming out loud. Don't bother me. I'm just dreaming.
Right.
Just setting the tone of what you're doing right now.
Most definitely.
Then he come in killing it on the second track.
Yeah.
And I'm with that.
Yeah.
You know, so I like how that kind of starts off.
I'll let the On Deckers in on the way that I kind of dissect albums.
Okay.
I go through a full listen. Yeah. The second listen, I go in on shuffle. Unless it's a themed album.
You can't shuffle a theme now,
you know?
You can't do that.
And then if the album's good enough to get to the third listen, that's where you find your favorites and kind of, you know, put them on playlists and things of that nature.
Okay.
This got to level three.
Most definitely.
This got to level three.
I
have songs from this album that are in playlists that I listen to, you know? So.
Now, I don't think I could do that, though.
I
think I would need to hear this together all the time.
Really?
I don't think I can pull tracks from this.
Oh, yes.
We'll talk about it when we get to the highlights.
Right.
I think, to me, this is a cohesive project that needs to be played.
In order.
In order.
Really?
Yeah. To me.
To you.
Just to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And just going back to my initial thoughts when I heard it, I was like, man, dude can really rap. Like, people don't talk about this dude enough, man. He can really rap.
And, you know, shout out to cameraman, he's here. And I was talking to him before we got started. It's like, it's a damn shame.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a video over 1 million views.
That's insane.
A freestyle, a nothing.
That's
on YouTube. Insane. Like, that's a shame, dude. Like, as talented as dude is, like, nah, that's crazy. And he's on a major label.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
Big time major label.
Yeah.
Like, some of the other people from that label, Rick Ross's,
Futures,
like
Gotti's.
A big rap label. Most definitely. Let's kind of go through the other highlights, bro. What do you think? Give me your first highlight.
Nicki Boumbaye. They been hating, so fuck them all. You must have told her I'm popping this bitch, blowing me up. I be burning this bread. Who let the toaster get stuck? Got the key to your heart, man. Who doper than us? Got the hood on my back, but ain't no cobra in us. I hit you with the flex, I hit you with the swoop. Diamonds lie on my chest, still I live in my truth. I give Cupid the cue, simply I got the juice. Twin
Benz. You like that?
I like that.
That's not one of my favorites.
I like that.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's a good song.
Yeah, yeah.
I could have. Went without. You could have saved some bread not doing that Khaled feature.
I didn't need Khaled at all.
Did not need Khaled on that. And on that,
but that's epic though. That's epic. That's a home team discount.
That is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so he didn't pay the you know whoever guy is to get a Khaled feature. That's a home team discount. So I like that one. Go ahead. What you got?
So we'll go Styles P and Jada. For sure. Save the children.
Save the children.
Children.
Yeah. She say, meet me at the altar, wait, I gotta change. She trying to show me the light, we share a common pain. You love me, but baby, what would you do for love? Flow tight as a groupie hug, you knew what's up. This is paradise, I live a weird life. I want my style back, cause you don't wear it right. This 40 cal with me, I'm on a dairy diet. A diamond in the rough, I went to Jared Wright. Throwing bodies in
so great of a song, but do you know why this song is great?
Talk to me.
It has... no hook, all bar.
And he felt like that was his element too. Like he wanted just
that's him.
He wanted just spaz.
That's and those are his best records when he can just rap. I don't need a hook because his hook selections on this record, trash.
Really,
I don't like his hook. Like, and we'll talk about that on some of the lowlights. But you put BJ at the end of the song, smooth it out.
Yep.
Dude, this is a solid, this is the song. This is one of those songs where you're like, okay, he in his rapper bag right there. And it held up. Yeah.
Father Figure is exceptional.
Oh, it's great. Listen, that might be the best song in the album.
Yeah, that's exceptional.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You coming from a single parent household?
Yeah, that's a lot, man. Like, that subject matter to that voicemail at the end of the song, rolling into the funeral. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's it.
That verse 2 is spectacular. Like, yeah, he's giving a letter to each of his parents.
Yes.
So it shows a great deal of respect that he has for his parents, mm-hmm, specifically his mother. Mm-hmm. Man, hey, any person that comes from a single parent household, right, feels this song.
Right. Or if you know people that come from a single parent household, or, yeah, or you come from a household where the parents, they might have been together, or it just wasn't really.
Come on.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
However you want to look at that,
yeah,
you can relate to that song. That's, yeah, that's a good damn song right
nah,
there.
Nah, for sure. Yeah. What about another highlight?
To me, from 7 to 11,
right,
just that whole flow, the Lincoln Apartments,
yeah,
how all those songs meshed together, that was that he had his groove right there.
Oh, yeah, he was in his bag,
yeah, yeah,
going towards the end of the album.
Here we go.
Black Woman.
Out of me, wanna be with a king, Coretta must be a kin, gotta be colorblind, you can't see her a gem. Before I break the family branch, I go out on a limb. I love your eyes, the way you stare. I love your heart, how you provide for whomever's there. I promise I got you, you never had a lie. How could I fault you for this? You like the closest thing to God, still we call you a bitch, Black Woman.
Black Woman is a great record.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, if Kendrick Lamar makes Black Woman, mm-hmm, the same bars,
mm-hmm,
featuring Stacey Barth, who's on the song with Nick Grant.
Right.
This song will be played all over the world.
Yep.
It'll be at every HBCU.
Every HBCU.
Step show.
Oh,
and
every sorority will come out, will have their own. Yeah.
Listen, yeah, let's dude, be so much love to the melanin women in the world.
Yeah.
Video was solid.
Yes, damn shame. Only 174,000 views of that video.
Makes no sense, dog. That Black Woman is, yeah, that's a great song,
yeah,
dog. Yeah, yeah, nah, for sure. And last but not least, on my highlights is the old Sanae Lee. Broke down the world of hip hop.
Yeah.
In 3 bars and let her get some bars off too. Fire ass song, dog.
And you hardly don't hear it from that perspective. Like, nope, he admitted to, I love you, but I don't love you like everyone else does.
Man.
He admitted that.
And he admitted also that he didn't want to lose his integrity by making a hit song, exactly, per se, that's hot right now. He, exactly, don't want to do what's hot. He wants, yeah, to do what he likes to do.
Yeah.
Dope ass song, yeah, man. Most definitely. Let's move on to the lowlights.
Well,
some lowlights.
It's some lowlights.
I wouldn't say it's a lot of lowlights,
no,
but it's some lowlights.
Some lowlights.
You can go ahead. You can kick it off.
I need Gotti.
First thing I have right here, the obligatory Yo Gotti feature does not roll with the overtone. Dude, the overall tone of this album does, mm-hmm, not need Yo Gotti.
Nah, the bounce on that song was off. I get it. Epic. It's epic. It's an epic favor. You know what I mean? We didn't.
Yeah, no money. Who this? No phone. Who this? No life. Who this? Switched up. Yeah, text from my ex like, who this? And I got the same number. Who this? Swerve on point like, who this? Yeah.
New money?
Mm-mm.
Who this?
Not with
new
this
life?
Not with this subject matter we got going on in this album. You didn't need that.
You have to pick the correct features.
Absolutely.
This breaks the whole monotony of what the hell is Yo Gotti doing on this album?
Nah, that song didn't need it at all.
That did not need to be on there. They could have kept that one.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. Blue cheese for me.
That whole, yeah.
Listen, blue cheese. I understand, dog. Yeah. This is your homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
The great B. Hess.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some bread.
Great. I'm sorry.
And no disrespect to B. Hess.
No disrespect to B. Hess.
But you got
to
get Jacquees. You got to get,
yeah,
Ty.
Yeah.
You got to get somebody on this hook. Yeah. Miguel yeah, will do that shit.
Yeah.
Listen, Miguel, you can get him on a hook.
You can get Ty, though.
You can get Ty.
You don't even get her.
I'm telling you. Miguel's still leg dropping.
Yeah, that's what
leg
I'm saying.
Drop, like, still hot.
Yeah, it's rough.
Listen, dog. Instead of that Khaled feature, allocate some of that money,
yeah,
to R&B hooks.
Yeah.
You can, B. Hess don't have to be on this.
Mm-mm.
We don't need B. Hess.
Think about if you don't use Khaled and you don't use Stacey Barth, but use SZA or her on that vote on that song on Black Woman.
Allocate that is my low light. Yes, allocate, yeah, that money to,
saying,
some prominent R&B juice. You don't have to. You can go get her. Yeah. You could have got her.
You easily could have got her.
You could have got her.
Yeah.
You could have got.
As much as I enjoy Stacey Barth on certain songs,
for sure,
because her voice carries and it works. You could have got her.
You could have got her.
Like, and that would have. Come on, man.
That would have. Hey.
Yeah.
That would have put it to another level, yeah, for sure. In closing, final thoughts about this album, man.
I'll be real. He has a new fan. Like I'm anticipating his next release. Pause. Yeah. But you know, I'm definitely, this has been in rotation since we, you know, said we were doing this show.
Right.
I went back and double back on this album. I said, I don't remember this being this good.
It's a really good album. Really minus good, yeah. The B-Hez features. And B-Hez is on 2-3 songs. And yeah. His hooks aren't bad.
It's not bad.
The hooks ain't bad,
it's
Jeff.
Not bad.
The hooks are not bad. This but is the thing.
One song will be his next time. And I know that shit. I know that's his man. It's like that's his man.
It better be his man.
It better be.
Because he didn't spend any money on a Black Metaphor beat.
Nah.
He has, you know, Beats in My Backpack, yeah. Mars,
yeah.
Bliss. Like, yeah. these are his guys.
Yeah.
So the money, and I get it. That's where a lot of young artists have problems. Mm-hmm. They don't want to spend so much money on features because in turn they have to pay back.
Yeah.
And I get that. You want to keep some of that money
absolutely.
For yourself.
Absolutely.
I get that.
Most definitely.
But in turn, mm-hmm. for the world to hear this, and I always use Meek Mill for this, dog.
Okay.
Meek Mill had an album, well, a song that came out with Paloma Ford on it. I don't know what these niggas speaking of. I don't know what these niggas tripping now. Don't touch my niggas, I suggest you do. Boy, if you do, you must be suicidal. Don't say my name unless you're suicidal. Don't get too close unless you're suicidal. Touch my niggas, I suggest you don't. Boy, if you do, you must be suicidal. Money won't ease us. Man, niggas even had it on Jesus. Living life on the road, on the chase for the money, cause the hoes won't please. Rihanna said, right, I'm on tour right now.
Yeah.
I'm on the anti-tour.
Yeah.
I wait.
Yeah.
Please wait. I want to do this song.
Yeah.
Let me do this. Let me do this hook, right?
Yeah.
Meek didn't wait. Mm-hmm. Put Paloma Ford on the song. We forgot a great song.
Yeah.
Great hook.
But it didn't have that effect.
It didn't hit.
Yeah.
And that is the problem. Now, granted, he's not getting Rihanna.
No, of course.
But what I'm saying is you can wait and get or spend allocate that money somewhere else, man. I get it. This is a great album to me.
Most definitely.
Right?
Second full leaf project.
Oh, he sure did. Yep. Return of the Cool.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Return of the Cool did come out.
Yep.
So where does it, is this better than Return of the Cool?
To me, yes.
Okay.
So that's you know, again, I listened to that album.
Yeah.
And I may have to go back and listen to it again because, you know, like I said, listening to Dreaming Out Loud, it was better the second or third time around to me. So maybe I have to go back and listen to that again.
Yeah.
But I think he's actually grown as an artist. Work on that cadence a little bit. Got a little Aubrey-ish a little bit at times. Yeah. Just a little bit.
You
but that's expected.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
on that, what's my joint?
96 Bulls.
The 96 Bulls is fire.
It's
I get
fire,
that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
but it's very, I'm telling you, the Save the Children, he sounds like Drake with a head cold.
Yeah, very, very Aubrey-ish.
Very, very, very Aubrey-ish, for sure. And you already said that you see yourself revisiting. It's
most
in
definitely.
Rotation
most definitely.
For me as well. So he just fails to separate himself from his contemporaries.
That's
the only thing
mm-hmm.
that I worry about with this album. And it will get lost in translation like most albums like this do.
Because he needs a push.
Yeah, I told people, hey, we're going to do Nick Grant. People like,
who's that?
Who?
Yeah.
And this is a really good album.
Yeah.
This is a really good album, dog, for sure. So we're going to go through the rating system.
Okay.
Here at the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast, they have reels.
Yeah.
Starting with 5 reels,
mm-hmm.
going down to 1 reel. Where do you give Nick Grant's Dreaming Out Loud?
I give Dreaming Out Loud 4 reels.
Ooh.
It's a banging album.
It is a banging album.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
This is my guy. Nick Grant. I was anticipating this album.
Okay.
This is my guy. All
right.
Nick Grant is a 4 reel album.
Yep.
And I really suggest anybody that listen to this podcast to check it out.
Yeah.
You're gonna get bars.
You're gonna
it's some Instagram quote boosts on there.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
It is a good album, man. I suggest anybody to check it out.
Yeah, man.
We appreciate the guys at On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast for letting us do this.
Absolutely.
It's fun.
Yeah.
We don't get to talk a lot of hip hop.
No, we don't.
We talk a lot of sports.
A lot of sports.
Each and every Monday, man. Check us out, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend.